Hi, my name's Andy, and you're listening to the Rice and Zen minicast. And this is a little anecdote about monkeys in Japan that I just heard from a co-worker of mine. Now, listeners from back in the day may remember the Memoirs of a Gaijin story about the guy who went under the pseudonym of Mod, who was once punched by a monkey up in Misasagi in Kyoto. He became known as the only guy I'd ever met who'd been punched by a monkey, and he kind of started my fascination with Japan's monkeys, which live in the mountains around cities and more often than not venture in to steal people's white iPod earbuds and do other mischievous things. Ed says up where he lives in Omimaiko or around Lake Biwa in Shiga, where we often go to the beach, in inverted commas, for summer barbecues and a swim, the monkeys are a little more cheeky. I thought they foraged around trees for what they ate, but he tells me they regularly come down to ground level to his allotment where he grows corn and cucumber, both of which they feast on plentifully, which came as a massive surprise to me. I had no idea that they ate that kind of thing. But he says they won't touch tomatoes, they hate them. So, our first suggestion was, why not surround the corn and the cucumbers with a kind of tomato force field as a little barrier to keep them away, assuming they're completely averse. He wasn't keen on that idea, so we thought, wouldn't it be cooler to have a bunch of monkey corpses strewn across your allotment in the morning when you wake up, rather than having just corn and cucumber? So why not poison the whole crop and, you know, reap the furry dead rewards? But apparently he wasn't keen on that idea either, because although his neighbours aren't mad keen on the monkeys, they're not really keen on monkey massacres either. They tend to complain about any little thing you do that may be out of the norm here. So that was off the cards. Things then got a little bit more weird when he told me that in that area where he lives, you can go to the city hall and receive free tax-paid firecrackers to keep the monkeys out of your land, because you don't have a gun to warn them off, and it's not advisable to get too close to them. If you get bitten, it could be like that movie Outbreak, or even worse, the movie Outbreak 2. So they give you state-sponsored firecrackers. So if you thought your tax dollar was being wasted where you live, just imagine if monkey-repelling fireworks were where your tax dollar was going. Very interesting. To me, if nothing else. So there you go, that's a little factoid for you. Japanese monkeys like corn, like cucumber, don't like tomatoes or firecrackers. Fact. Anyway, that's 2.5 minutes, so I better sign off. Nice to speak to you, I'll catch you again soon. Bye-bye.